Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
The right as you take a look in at him.
Watch the draw.
Hearn tried a hard count, didn't work. Looks around. Still has time. Back judge hasn't started the countdown yet. Now the hand goes up. Hearn is just going to take off with it, as Evan said, and Hearn will have just enough for the first down to the 35-yard line. A gain of 3 for Hearn. Young on the tackle, and it's a fresh set of downs for the Bison.
Yeah, didn't get a big carry there, but when you only need 1 yard, it's, you know, going to be pretty easy to get that first down.
10:45 and counting here in the first half. At halftime, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Evan will give you stats right away. We'll take another break, and then we'll come back with, hopefully that timing will be the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that we'll carry live for you here on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left side. H-back on the right side of the formation for Hearn. He has Adams off his right hip. He gives to Adams. Adams, a little lane, but quickly closes. Haggins and Young there as he stretches and is able to pick up 3, a second down and 7 at the 38 for Indy.
Originally stopped for 2, but he was able to stretch that ball out, and they gave him credit for that ball being stretched out, saying his forward progress hadn't been stopped yet.
A third of the way through our second quarter. At the next break that we have an opportunity, we will give you the active body fitness trivia question again. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Hearn with Adams off his right hip. Nope, that's Booker now. He moves him out, slot to the left. Hearn slips. He's going to try and run with it, but Alvin Turner is there, and he's going to get the sack. It'll be a loss of a yard back to the 37-yard line and bring up a third down and 8 for Indy.
Yeah, he got up a little bit slow, too. His teammate was quick to get him up, but it looked like he was getting up a little bit slow as well. Something to keep an eye on is a quarterback that likes using his legs. If his legs are starting to hurt him a little bit, that's going to eliminate that part of his game.
Well, and with the Bison, they came in 5-0, but you look at the schedule difference between Racine and Indy, and there's a big discrepancy in quality of competition, and it's showing a little bit here tonight. Two receivers each way for Hearn with the back to his left. Hearn looking to pass. Pressure coming. He's able to hit Rixey. Rixey with the first down, and he'll be taken down by Young, but his forward progress to the 46-yard line, a gain of 9. They'll stop the clock to move the chains.
Yeah, they do have one common opponent between the two teams. Well, a couple common opponents, but one that stands out. Back in March 30th, they played the Illinois Cowboys, and they fell 22-21.
Yeah, and then last week against the Michigan Bills, but also the Michigan Bills, several of their key players have defected to the Detroit Ravens. There are some familiar names on that Ravens roster that we had seen a few weeks earlier. Two receivers each way for the Bison and Hearn. He has Bridges to his right. Hearn gives to Bridges. Bridges tries to get outside, has to cut it in, is able to break an Elvin Turner tackle. And now we have a scrum, a massive humanity, and it'll go for a 2-yard gain to the 48-yard line and be a second down and 8 for the Indy Bison.
Yeah, we get that little bit of rugby scrum that we see sometimes with those plays, but able to stop it, the forward progress enough for the officials to blow the whistle on that one.
Rixey will be in coverage with Dalton on the near side of the field. Three receivers off to the left side for Indian Hearn. Bridges to the right of Hearn. Crowd getting into it, getting behind the defense here on 2nd and 8. Hearn looking, dumps it off to Bridges. He breaks an Ivy tackle. And then Ivy comes back to take him down with the help of Corey Dalton and Jordan Donowski, but they get into Raiders territory at the Racine 48-yard line on the pickup of 4. It'll be a 3rd down and 4 for the Bison.
And now we're in the situation that if the Raiders do stop them here on 3rd down, we're kind of in that either go, they might go for it or they might do a punt but fake it. So you got to be ready for pretty much anything here if you get the stop on this third and four.
And Morey, third and five now as they spotted at the 49-yard line of Racine with 6:35 to play in the first half. 14-0, the Racine lead. Twin receivers to the right, one off to the left for Heron. Bridges to his left. Puts Crenshaw in motion. Back to the slot on the right. Hands off to Bridges. Bridges with the big lane. Check that. That's Adams. Adams with the first down. Down to the Racine 43-yard line. And it'll be a first down for the Indy Bison.
The Bison's offense is starting to get going a little bit. They're starting to find some stuff that is working. And they've had the ball for quite a bit this quarter. Aside from a fumble, they've had the ball pretty much this whole quarter.
Crenshaw and Jackson over to the left side, Rixey to the right. And now we have a timeout called. And
timeout, Raiders.
Racine will take a timeout. We will keep it here, and we'll give you the active body trivia fitness question. There we go. Thank you, Todd. What year did Bob Mielke begin the Racine Raiders Alumni Association? That's our active body fitness trivia question. They're located on Lathrop Avenue, 2818 Lathrop Avenue, activebodyfitness.com. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Don Wadowitz and Evan Witalison, along with Tyler Sorensen on the sideline. Got a full crew of professionals on the cameras and directing tonight. Todd Andreessen, Owen Andreessen on our field cam, Torian Smith, AJ, George Cometti. That is our production crew. Jack Redland, Dave Zuper on stats, Quinn O'Brien, Ireland Hintz, and Jeremy Wazirik via remote on social media.
Dan He's watching Piper. Money in the Bank somewhere.
Yeah, our public address announcer, Ian Goldstein. He is doing the scoreboard bug for you on the live stream. And a special thanks to Daryl Januzzi back at the WRJN studios as he's producing the game for all of you listening in the Racine and Kenosha areas.
Jeremy didn't want to miss Money in the Bank tonight, so he decided to work from home. Wants to see who's going to get the briefcase.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Now they're going to move Jackson in a bit, just off the line on the right side, left side. So they have three receivers bunched over on that left side for Heron. Heron looking to pass, fakes the screen, throwing middle of the field, and threw his receiver right into Wyatt Severino. That was Crenshaw. He had a little bit of alligator arms on that one, and it'll bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, we noticed the last couple of drives, and now it helps when you have to wind to your back. They're trying to get more vertical in the passing game, and Heron's been getting pretty good protection overall, aside from some pressures here and there, and got to think the Raiders need to get some pressure on the quarterback to try to make him rush his progressions a little bit.
Jackson off to the left side, trips over to the right side. You have King just off the line on the right side, Crenshaw just to his right, and then Rixey out wide to the right as you take a look at Crenshaw and King on your screen. Now King in motion, slot right over to the left side. Here and under immediate pressure, rolling out to his right. Flag comes out. He takes off near sideline, and he'll go out of bounds.
All that for nothing.
At the 22-yard line, but it's coming back.
93 White.
93 playing both ways there.
That's Brown who got into it with Zimmerman earlier.
Put him on the offensive line. They think he might not get into it as much. But he got a hold, though.
So that'll put him behind the sticks. A second down and 20. As Brown goes to ask Keith Turner what he did, and Turner demonstrating it. Actually, that was Deontay Freeman, the right tackle, asking referee Keith Turner what he did.
Can't get your arms outside of the numbers. Got him by the shoulder pads and held him, and that's going to get caught every time.
And he's in there at right guard for Milton Smith, the 6'2", 285-pounder. who left the game earlier with an injury. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Heron. They're back at the Racine 48-yard line, second and 20. Little dump-off pass to Adams. Adams is able to find some running room, gets to the original line of scrimmage, and a bit more down to the Racine 35, picks up 13, and it'll leave it at a third and seven and likely four down territory here for the Bison with 5 minutes to play in the first half.
Yeah, typically when your entire defensive line pretty much goes untouched at the quarterback, it's usually a pretty good indication it's going to be a screen pass. But unfortunately, Raiders got fooled on it, and they got a pretty good gain there on second down.
They'll send three receivers over to the left side. Rixey in single coverage with Dalton on the near side of the field. Now they're making a switch, and they're going to have to use their second timeout here, I believe.
Timeout. Bison, second shower timeout.
And we will step away for 30. 14 zip, the Racine lead with 4:36 to play in the first half. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
We asked people who said they've had Domino's stuffed crust pizza before to compare it to our new...
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
One timeout remaining for the Bison, likely in four down territory here.
Yeah, this has been a very, very long drive here. They got the ball at right around the 12:50 mark in the second quarter, and we're down to 4:34.
If Racine can hold them, they are scheduled to get the football coming out of our extended halftime as you take a look at the Benko brothers and some of the other offense of the Raiders, Andre Locke, Terrence Fitch, Jayshon Foster, if you're watching our live video stream.
Who helped Benko up there?
Right? Maybe it's a lift. Three receivers stacked on a shelf on the right side. One over to the left for Heron. On a third and seven, Heron rolling to his right. Heron throwing deep, and Corey Dalton got a piece of it. A flag comes down at the 26-yard line, and it looks like it's going to be a hold against Racine.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
Holden, defense, number 19.
Harry Navi says, who, me, as he points to himself with the feathers coming out of the helmet. So that'll be a first down for the Indy Bison with 4:30 to play here in our first half.
D'Angelo Morris, number 92, checking in for the defensive line.
And now there's going to be some discussion.
Should be an automatic first down.
As they talk, that's what they appear to be talking about.
It's 5 yards, but it should be an automatic first.
And again, a switch for this crew. They've been doing NFL rules their entire time with the Raiders and having to learn to adjust to the NCAA rules with joining the Players Football Association. As you take a look at a young fan that's enamored with the game going on the field right now. If you're on our live stream.
Bison head coach is getting a little animated there. And it's still third down.
Yeah, second down. Second and
it should be third.
Two? Yeah, it should be third.
It's number 19. Maybe a 5 yard penalty. Replay third down.
So a third and two, not an automatic first down for the Bison. Three receivers to the left. There is a tight end on the right side of the line. That's Booker. Heron with a back to his right. Williamson in there. And now Crenshaw options into the backfield. Williamson takes a hand. No, they actually pitch it to Crenshaw. And that is read by Corey Dalton. It's going to be a loss back to the 34. a loss of 4 yards, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 6. As we take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, they played that option perfectly. Defensive end crashes on the quarterback. Dalton stays outside there, doesn't get fooled, and they played it perfectly.
And they will go for it on fourth down, a 4th and 6 here for the Indy Bison at the Racine 34-yard line, 3:40 to play in the first half. Two receivers left. Crenshaw comes to check in with Heron. They will have three to the right. Heron might pooch punt out of this, I think. They have a protector right in front of them in Booker. Now Crenshaw in motion. Racine can't jump here. They don't want to make it an easier decision. And now Heron trying to direct his receivers. He takes it. He is going to pass. Pressure coming. Throwing. It's caught. That is Crenshaw at the Racine 21-yard line. Danowski with the tackle, but a pickup of 13 and a first down for the Indy Bison.
Yeah, nice job by Heron there, staying up in that pocket with Lemke crashing down on him from the backside. Got that ball there and got the first down.
Heron, I think, is mad that there was not a penalty thrown on Lemke, but Lemke was within half a step of Heron when he threw that football.
Yeah, it was good to keep the flag in the pocket there. It was not roughing the passer at all.
2:45 to play. Indy Bison at the Racine 21-yard line. Two receivers right, one off to the left. Adams off the right hip of Heron. Heron gives to Adams. Adams tries the middle of that line, and Morris with initial contact, and the pile moves forward, will end up picking up some decent yardage down to the 17-yard line. Gains 5, 2nd and 5 for the Indy Bison.
Yeah, Morris coming out after that play. He had great initial contact on the ball carrier, but he just kind of gave up after getting the initial contact. Just kind of stood him up and then just stopped. You got to finish that play. Dundee, who we know is a great finisher, comes in the game to relieve him for a play.
Two receivers left. Rixey over to the right side, and we're going to have a timeout by the Bison. We have the two-minute timeout. We've reached that point. 14-0, the Racine lead. Bison threatening will step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Service and saving.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Get the ball in the end zone twice. They were very close to a third time, but fumbled it inside the 5-yard line, recovered by the Indy Bison. Alumni night here tonight. A good size crowd at historic Horlick Athletic Field as the Indy Bison will have one timeout remaining. Racine has two if they can get a stop here with 2 minutes left to play. And Racine scheduled to get the football first to start the second half. As you saw one of the shirts fly in front of our camera there.
Yeah, the Bison fumbled the ball at the 14-19 mark in the second quarter. The Raiders punted at the 12-50 mark, and the Bison have had the ball ever since.
It's a good thing that this Raiders defense will have an extended halftime to get a breather with being on the field that long. We will have a 20-minute halftime. We will take it away for a commercial break, come back with Evan with stats, and then take another break and bring it back for the induction ceremony for you tonight. That is the plan for halftime, so stay tuned for all of that. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Rixey is the one off to the right side. Heron with Bridges to his right. Heron with time, throwing middle of the field, and again, Crenshaw heard footsteps. That should have been a catch. Jordan Danowski trying to do his best impression of J.D. Hardy, the tattoo artist, in the end zone. And that ball gets dislodged. It'll be 3rd and 5.
Hey, figure J.D.'s not out there. I can take that. I can take that nickname, the tattoo artist.
Heeran has left a few his receivers open a few times to some potentially big hits here in this first half, Evan.
Yeah, he definitely has, and also going to be in situations where Raiders could also intercept it.
Three receivers bunched over to the left side, Rixey, with Dalton on the right side, near side of the field. Heeran looking back behind him with Bridges to the right, 1:56 to play here in the first half. They have it at the Racine 17. Heeran under immediate pressure, spins, moving to his left side, gets by Dundee, stretches the ball out as he goes out of bounds, and will have enough for the first down to the 11-yard line as he picks up six, and it'll be a first and 10 there for the Indy Bison as the clock stops.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a stunt or what it was, but Lemke came inside there as a pass rush move, and he quickly went outside to the corner, and Dundee, as great of an athlete as he is, he's not going to be able to catch Heeran from behind there.
Well, and you also had coming in like a speed demon for Racine. You had Nico Lemke as they stopped the clock with 1:36 here. But Lemke kind of just went straight after Heeran, allowed Heeran to do that little spin move.
Reset the game clock to 1:50.
So they're going to reset the clock to 1:50 here.
Yeah, being that we're under 2 minutes, it should not have started there.
And we'll start on the snap, as you may have heard in the background from Keith Turner. Out to the left side is Jackson. He'll be joined out there by King as you take a look at Coach Kennedy on the sidelines. Rixey in coverage with Dalton on the near side of the field. Heeran working out of the pistol, Bridges to his right. Takes the handoff, throwing, hits Booker, the tight end, and Booker is upended. Arion Ivy, Jordan Danowski there, down to the 7-yard line. It'll be a pickup of four and a second down and six as the clock runs.
Yeah, he definitely, you could watch him get up after that hit. You can tell he definitely felt that hit. He took a hard hit there by Ivy and Danowski. Thing is, though, clock keeps moving here. Bison get the ball to start the second half, so they're trying to double dip here. We get the ball to start second half.
Twin receivers each way for Heeran, Bridges to his right. Yeah, we actually won a coin toss. Yeah. Those don't happen too often. Know where you're coming from with that one. Heeran ready. Raiders showing blitz. They come. Heeran under immediate pressure. Ivy giving chase. Heeran rolling to his right. Throwing. And it's incomplete. Danowski, Booker trying to say he prevented me from getting to that ball, but he did not have a chance at that football. It was thrown way wide of him, and it'll bring up a third down and six with under a minute to play here in the first half.
Unless Giannis is playing tight end there for the Bison, I don't think he had the chance at that one. But he meant to say that they're trying to prevent the Raiders from double dipping. Don't want them to get the ball back before the half's over. Now we're at 59 seconds left.
14-0, the Racine lead. They're trying to keep that lead going into the half to keep the faithful here for alumni night happy and content. Jackson over to the left side. They'll have three receivers to the right. Booker, one of those, along with King and Rixey.
Watch the fade route to the left there, man. One-on-one coverage with Schultz.
Out there on Chan Island is Jackson. Three catches, two TDs. And he only has 26 yards on those three catches. Immediate pressure. Heeran steps up. Now rolling out to his right. And he just throws it at the feet of Rixey over on the near side of the field. Coverage was good. He was running out of real estate. It'll bring up a fourth down and six. And they're likely to keep their offense out there trailing 14-0. But they're going to talk about it first. They will use their final timeout of the half with 54 seconds to play. And the Raiders leading 14-0, but Bison threatening. Big play coming up. Fourth and six at the Racine 8. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
This is Domino's new stuffed crust pizza.
Ooh. We asked people who said they've had Domino's stuffed crust pizza before to compare it to our new stuffed crust.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
A Howard triplet TD run, and then Andre Locke was able to find Jaquez Woodland, their first touchdown connection of the season, just the fourth TD thrown this year by Locke, equaling the number of interceptions he's thrown. So hoping to get some separation in those numbers here in the second half, Evan.
Yeah, and huge play here for the Raiders and the Bison here. Bison trying to score here before halftime, get a one-score game, and also don't want to leave any time on the clock for the Raiders to try to score. Raiders with two timeouts left. Do they get the ball here? Be decision time with the win in their face. Do they take it to the locker room, or do they try to get something?
That's tripped over the left. Rixey on the right side. Dalton in single coverage with him. Zone coverage over on the left side of the field. Herein with Bridges standing to his right. Cowbells come out here at Horlick Field. Herein takes, looking middle of the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Stephon Chapman in coverage of Crenshaw, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Racine will take over at their own 8-yard line, 50 seconds to go, and two timeouts remaining. A chance to double dip now here for the Raiders, Evan.
Yeah, Booker still looks like he's trying to plead his case before he took the helmet off and ran off the field there. But yeah, Raiders decision time here, ball at their own 7-yard line, two timeouts, 50 seconds to go. Do they try, knowing they get the ball out of the locker room, do they just take a knee on it or send it to halftime, which is not what they're going to do?
Does not look like that's what Racine is going to do. Heron is in the backfield with Locke. You have Gaines, the tight end, on the left side of the formation, three receivers over to the right. Locke is telling Revelinsky to take a couple steps in on the right side. Fakes the handoff, throws to Revelinsky. Revelinsky is able to break one tackle, but too many white jerseys able to converge. He will lose a yard on the play. It'll be a second down and 11 for Racine, now back at their 7.
Yeah, if I'm the Raiders, I just take this to halftime. There's just too many bad things that can happen here. Fumble, interception, safety. You just don't want to give the Bison any opportunity here to put points on the board.
And they have their safety, Marcus Richardson, lurking back there. He has 3 TDs already on the season and nearly had a pick in this one. 3 receivers off to the left side. You have Gaines now on the right as they flip the formation. Heron to the left of Locke with 5 seconds to go. Handoff goes to Heron. Heron off of right tackle, and Heron will be dragged down after a gain of 2 to the 9-yard line, and that will be the end of our first half. Racine leading the Indy Bison 14-0 at the half. We're going to step away for 60 seconds on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, and when we come back, Evan will have the stats from the first half of play. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
We're back here at halftime at historic Horlick Athletic Field. As you see, the Raiders leaving the field. The alumni starting to work their way onto the field. And it's 14-0 Raider lead at halftime. The Raiders with 6 first downs in this first half to the Bison 9. The Raiders 3-for-4 on third down. They were 3-of-3 before they had to settle for the punt on their second-to-last time having the football. The Bison 4-for-10 on third down, 0 for 2 on fourth. The Raiders ran a total of 20 plays for 140 yards, and the Bison 37 for 155. Raiders averaging 7 yards per play. The Bison 3.4 yards per play. Jumping to individual stats, Andre Locke, 9 of 12 for 83 yards and a touchdown, long of 22. Tom Banco, 5 for 47, averaging 9.4 yards per carry. Triplett, 1 for 5 and a touchdown. Rashad Heron, 2 for 5 on the ground. Rico Flores, 1 for 22. Dylan Flores, 2 catches for 25 yards. And Woodland, 2 for 14 with a touchdown. And defensively, Gary Young Jr. leads their way with 8 tackles for the Raiders. So the Heron is 10 to 20 for 79 yards for the Bison. Gonna keep
no,
it here.
We're only going to do the induction ceremony. We're not going to do the read of names.
My mistake. So that'll do it for the stats here at halftime. Raiders up 14 to nothing here on Alumni Night. And both defenses are pretty much digging their heels in after the Raiders were able to drive the ball fairly quickly here. So we're going to send it.
We're going to keep it here until this is done, and then we'll send it away once they get through some of the introductions and those sorts of things. We're not going to carry all of that. We will show you some shots of that and everything, but we'll carry the induction ceremony for you. But your thoughts on the first half, Evan?
Yeah, well, thoughts on the first half. The offense started out red hot, probably the best we've seen them play all season long, pretty much being able to move the ball at will. The second to last possession, though, that they had the ball, they had to punt there, and then they never got the ball back until about under a minute to go here in the half, and now we're at halftime. But offensively, it's good to see some explosive plays for the Raiders. Good to see them move the ball. Good to see the running game getting some movement there, and the Raiders are going to have to continue that in the second half if they want to, finish off this game. The key is going to be finish, and best way to do that is keep that ground game going with Banco and maybe some Howard Triplett carries outside of the red zone.
Yeah, the running game is going to be important for this team. The short field has helped a couple of times for both of those touchdowns here tonight. They had another nice, the opening drives in these games by Racine have been very solid, but then they just have a penalty, a mental error that happens once they kind of, we've been talking about, they get inside that red zone, and we saw it again tonight on the opening drive. They had the fumble by Flores caused by Trey Cordova, and that was recovered by the Bison. It looked like Racine was all queued up to go in for 6 right off the bat, and then end up turning it over, and they were able to then come back on their next drive and a short field and make up for it, and that's when Triplett went in from 5 yards out, and then they kind of fought and battled, and again the defense was able to give them a little bit shorter of a field, and they were able to turn it into 6 points again to give us this 14-zip lead. But it's not just one factor. Everybody's looking as, the offense. The offense is struggling, and we heard Jekas Woodland, we heard Howard Triplett talk about it, but it's not all the offense. Well, everybody looks at, the defense pitched a shutout, defense did this, defense did that. We're also used to this defense giving the offense a short field, and that has led to a lot of success for the Raiders over the last couple of years. And we saw it tonight on the Bison first drive. Gary Young won right in the breadbasket. Last couple of years, that may have been an interception. Raiders offense may have been set up at the 35 of the Bison with a short field right off the bat. And those plays just haven't been there this year on defense either.
And you definitely would like in the second half to see the defense finish plays. They had a number of times where it looked like they had Heron stopped in the backfield for a sack, and he's able to get out of it and end up making some play with his legs, get the ball out. The Bison get a big play. The defense has played pretty well, except, as I mentioned, the Bison got the ball back with like 12:50 to go in the second quarter, and the they held the ball until 50 seconds to go. They just couldn't make that big play to get the ball off the field.
Yeah, and so, you know, and it's a good thing tonight they get that 20 minutes because of the extended halftime. Yeah, and a cool night. A little cooler than I expected it would be tonight. Of course, we are fairly close to the lake, so, and with a wind blowing in from the north, that cooled it down a little bit. It would be nice to get, you know, like last week when we're in Detroit, 70 degrees and sunny and just beautiful and gorgeous. It seems like every weekend that the Raiders are on the road, we end up having beautiful weather, and every weekend where we're here at home, we end up having either chance of rain or where it's chillier than we anticipate. So,
well, I will say the early forecast for next week is 76 degrees for a high, 64 for low, but I'm going to leave it there and not talk about what else is there.
Yeah, let's not talk about next week
at
all, right?
We don't
want to
talk it into existence.
Tell you what, why don't we step away for 60 seconds? They're almost done with the introductions here. And when we come back, we will bring you the induction ceremony live. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
We ask people who...
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives.
For a memoriam of those that we've lost, as well as the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Prior to the naming of our new Racine Raiders Hall of Famers, we would like to take a moment to honor the Alumni Association members we've lost in the past year. Every member of the organization has played a role in making the Racine Raiders the elite standard in professional advancement football. Let's take a moment to honor the following individuals one more time. Ron Schumann, Dave Poizel, Pete Madden, and Mr. Raider himself, Bob Mielke. These gentlemen were a big part of the history of Racine Raiders football and will be missed. Fans, it is now time for us to name the three new gentlemen who will be joining their Raider legends in the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. We now welcome Mark Conley, Eric Feast, and Tom Leonard into the historic annals with this special honor. First, Mark Conley started playing football his sophomore year at Wakanda High School. In 1991, Conley joined the Raiders as a kicker. He then played football at Carthage in 1992 and 93 before returning to kick for the Raiders in 93, proudly wearing number 35. He remained on the team through 1998, then played for the Madison Mad Dogs of the Indoor Football League in 2000. During this time, Bob Mielke reached out to Conley and asked him to rejoin the Raiders for the 2000 playoffs. Conley received multiple awards throughout his career, but he is most proud of the team winning the 1995 National Championship. To this day, he still considers his teammates great friends and family. During the 1995 championship game, Conley scored 10 of the 16 points scored by the Raiders on 3 field goals and an extra point in bad weather conditions. Conley and his wife are proud owners of Horizon House in Wetoma, which specializes in assisting individuals with various disabilities. He is the proud father of Caitlin, Bryce, Austin, and Kevin. Conley is grateful for the many teammates he had, General Manager Joe Mooney, coaches Terry Converse, Kurt Kempendahl, and Bob Mielke, along with the many assistant coaches and all of the support he received from his parents, Dave and Diane, and his sister Christine through the years. Conley would also like to thank all of the volunteers and fans for everything they do for the Racine Raiders. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame, Mark Conley! Our next inductee into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame is Eric Feast. Feast's career stands as a testament to leadership, longevity, and excellence on and off the field. His football journey began in 1988 with Racine Youth Sports. A 1998 graduate of Park High School, Feast was a standout athlete, earning first-team All-Conference and first-team All-County honors. He was also named the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel All-Star, setting the stage for a remarkable collegiate and semi-professional career. In 1998, Eric attended Concordia University, Wisconsin, making an immediate impact. He was named first-team HP All-American, first-team Illini Badger All-Conference, and Illini Badger Conference Outstanding Defensive Back of the Year. His leadership and on-field dominance were further recognized by his teammates, who voted him Newcomer of the Year and Outstanding Defensive Back. Eric's semi-pro career took shape with the Racine Raiders, where he played in 1999, 2001, and from 2002 through 2015. Over the course of his storied career, he became a cornerstone of the franchise, serving as a team captain for over 10 seasons and earning team-voted Defensive Player of the Year and captain honors in 2004, 2009, 2011, and 2014. In 2005, his elite performance earned him a spot on the NFL All-Star team. A two-time national champion with the Racine Raiders, Feast was known for his skill at cornerback, as well as being the holder for extra points and field goals, as a long snapper, and even stepping in as quarterback when needed, showcasing not just athletic skill but rare versatility and commitment to team success. In 2015, his lasting impact both on and off the field was recognized with the Alumni Achievement Award, capping a career that exemplifies what it means to be a Raider and what it means to leave a legacy. According to Eric, he will never forget looking up into the stands before every game and seeing friends and family there. No matter the weather, hot, cold, rain, or snow, home or away, they always showed up. But what meant even more was seeing them still there after the final whistle, win or lose, waiting to come down to the field, give him a hug, get a high five, or just say great game. Those moments, Eric says, were bigger than football. They were everything. Tonight, we honor Feast not only for his impressive list of accolades, but for the heart, integrity, and inspiration he brought to every locker room, sideline, and snap. His legacy is etched into the fabric of this organization, and it is fitting that he takes his rightful place among the all-time greats. Your newest member of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame, Eric Feast. Last but not least, welcome Tom Leonard to the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. Leonard played 2 years of football with the Kenosha Redskins before joining the Raiders. He played prep football at James Madison High School before heading to Concordia University, Wisconsin. In 1983, Tom played in 9 games as a senior for the Falcons, totaling 116 tackles. His 80 tackle assists still ranks second all-time in Concordia University, Wisconsin history, and he's also tied for 6th best in fumble returns. Leonard continued his tackling ways with the Raiders in 1987 and 88. In 88, he amassed 90 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 2 fumble recoveries, 7 passes defended, and 2 interceptions. He returned an interception and a fumble for a touchdown that year and was named All-Midwest Football League in 1987 and 88. When Leonard joined the Raiders in 1987, Bob Mielke told the Journal-Times that he was probably the best linebacker in the league the year prior. In all, Leonard played 6 seasons for the Raiders, winning 3 championships. Your newest member of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame, Tom Leonard. Let's welcome back onto the field and give one more round of applause to the 3 gentlemen who achieved Racine Raiders immortality tonight. Mark Connolly, Eric Feast, and Tom Leonard, your newest members of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame.
And now we will step away for a minute. We'll come back and we'll be close to the start of the second half. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
We're back at historic Horlick Athletic Field at the half. Racine leading 14-0. Wonderful festivities here for Alumni Night, as we honored three people that joined the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame and will be immortalized here, Evan. And just always fun. There were the Connolly family and friends. They were out there with Racine Raiders Hall of Fame shirts and his number 35 and name on the back. I see Jordan Kopack out on the field, former head coach here and player as well.
Yeah, this is always one of my favorite nights since I've been volunteering with the Raiders, the alumni night, seeing all the old faces here, the Hall of Fame inductions. As you mentioned, Mark Connolly, Eric Feast, Tom Leonard, this year's honoree. You know, it's always great to, you know, be here watching everybody come, come back for alumni night. And, like I said, it's always one of the biggest nights here. And, I guess we have till the fourth quarter to figure out what the trivia question is, though, too, right?
We have till the fourth quarter to figure out the trivia question. Actually, maybe Todd can throw the trivia question up, and we can give that to you again here. What year did Bob Mielke begin the Racine Raiders Alumni Association? That's our active body fitness trivia question. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track.
The Raiders coming onto the field now after this extended halftime. And, you know, we love the, you know, these festivities at halftime, but when you're a player, kind of throws you out of your routine a little bit here, a little longer halftime than you're used to. So the Bison are already warming up on the sidelines here. The Raiders just coming out of the field trying to get loose. Going to probably come down to whichever team can get loose the quickest here. And the Raiders ought to get some momentum back after that very long, sustained drive. It didn't result in any points, but it was a very long, sustained drive that pretty much took the entire second quarter off. Raiders with the ball first, they're going to want to get some momentum out of that. It'll be the first time the Bison have kicked off today.
They'll definitely want to get the momentum going. Yeah, we'll see what they have to offer from a kickoff. And excited for summer to get here, this early start, and haven't had a chance to wear shorts to a Raiders game yet. Looking forward to that at some point in time. Today it wouldn't have been a bad decision earlier, but not now.
I did today, and it's a little chilly now, but I'm surviving.
Looking forward to the summer concert season. We were talking about I'm actually going to two shows at Summerfest. One of my all-time favorite bands, Cake, is going to be playing there, and then Third Eye Blind along with The Guffs, Milwaukee band that was on Atlantic Records back in the day. You going to see anything on your summer bucket list?
Probably head out to Summerfest, probably a couple, the schedule that I tend to have, the Thursdays are going to work best, probably like the 26th, or maybe head down there the 4th of July, just do some walking around, and, you know, there's music going on all over the place, maybe try to catch some of the free bands that are going on and enjoy the Summerfest grounds. It's been a couple years since I've been out there, so it'd be nice to get back out there for Summerfest, and probably try to hit up, we're still a few months out from this, try to hit up State Fair this year.
Yeah, State Fair, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Yeah, I'm looking forward to some good music. Disappointed I'm not going to be able to see Garbage at the Sylvie in Madison. They just came out with their new release a couple weeks ago and was able to pick that up. And actually, speaking of that, have you ever been to Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant?
No, I haven't, but no. I gotta get there. I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've stopped in there whenever I can. I know there are sponsors on the WRJN side. Great guy that runs that place. Nothing new. It's all used stuff. You're not going to find the newest stuff there, but I enjoy going through his crates there, as I know we're both kind of fans of vinyl and such. And
I just got one not too long ago. I got to improve my vinyl collection. I have one or two currently. I got to improve that big time.
Yes.
To catch up to you.
I don't know that you're going to get there. But you can try. Effort is good. As you see the fans having a good time as we wait for the second half to get underway. But yeah, at Time and Again out in Sturtevant on 11, make sure you hit like some of the stores I don't go through, like their bargain racks. But with his, I go through them, because if you're not a person that's into condition of like of the outer part of the album, of the cardboard and such, you can find some really great deals sometimes in his bargain racks if you're in it for the music. So highly recommend to get out there, give yourself an opportunity to get out there. Great place, great guy that runs that, and glad that he picked up being a sponsor on WRJN. The Bison ready to kick off here for the second half.
I guess that's Little's number zero. I'll kick in that one since he looks like he's about 270.
Yeah, that is indeed. Yeah,
they bigger than 185.
They have two double zeros and two zeros.
He looks bigger than one. He looks bigger than 5'8", 185. So process of elimination.
Short kick. It's going to go back, and they're going to let it get all the way to the back level to Dalton at the 23. Cuts across the near side of the field, and Dalton will be taken down at the 30-yard line. On the tackle was DJ Clayton, and it'll be first and 10 for Racine there at their own 30-yard line to start the second half, leading 14-0 over the Indy Bison and trying to add more here on alumni night at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
And as I mentioned, maybe try to get Triplett more involved outside of the red zone, and he's starting the second half at the tailback position.
Howard Triplett coming into tonight, 28 carries for 90 yards. Of course, he had the 5-yard TD run.
That's all he has right now, 1 for 5.
Three receivers to the right. You have Flores, the tight end on the left side. Deep look into the eyes of Andre Locke for those of you on our live stream. The handoff to Triplett. Triplett breaks it outside off a left tackle and dives ahead to the 35-yard line. He'll pick up 5. It'll bring up a second down and 5 as Romeo Perry on the tackle.
Yeah, Triplett there showing his footwork there on trying to hit that corner. He's able to make it 2nd and 5. And one of Triplett's strengths, two of his biggest strengths is his vision and his feet. He's very good at keeping those feet moving and trying to find a hole.
Jack has Woodland in single coverage on the near side of your screen, on the near side of the field here. Locke looking to pass, has time, dumps it off for Triplett, but that is knocked up in the air by Kushar Littles, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 5 for Racine.
Triplett had some room to run, too, if he makes a guy miss, and unfortunately, Littles got his hand on it and bringing up this 3rd and 5, and looks like Carey and a little frustrated after that one.
Bibby Davis, Rico Flores, Jaquez Woodland all over to the right side. Dylan Flores, the tight end on the left side of the line. Triplett standing to the left of Locke on a 3rd down and 5 for Racine. Need to get to the 40-yard line, their own for a first down. Locke looking to pass. Pocket breaks down. Locke rolls out to his right. Locke is going to run. Locke has the 1st down and more. Down the far sideline into Bison territory and wrestled down at the 41-yard line of the Bison as he picks up 24 on the run and moves the chains for Racine.
Yeah, Locke showing how dangerous he is with his feet. Nobody out there containing to the right side of the offensive formation. He made two guys miss in the backfield, and he took off for that huge gain. Kind of a high tackle overall, but it looks like he stayed away from the face mask.
That's something that I've noticed the past few games is Locke has been more willing to pull it down and run than trying to hold it. And it's resulted in some nice runs for Locke. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Locke with triplet behind him, fakes a handoff, and is able to dump it off to Dylan Flores outside the numbers on the near side of the field. And he's able to crawl his way to the 35-yard line, picks up six. It'll be second down and four, and Dylan Flores is slow to get up.
Look, it might have been a bit of a RPO there where he decided to hit Flores on that out route as he was open there, and hopefully it's nothing serious for him, and nice little pickup there, a gain of six they're going to give him.
Barely able to get it over the outstretched arm of Keyshawn Littles, who came into tonight with just one pass defense, has one on this drive, nearly had a second. Gaines checks in for Dylan Flores. He'll be the receiver in the slot on the right side. Rico Flores to the left of Locke, triplet behind him. Handoff, nope, fakes a handoff to triplet. May have been a broken play, and Locke is going to be dragged down back at the 41-yard line. And on the sack is Romeo Perry, and Perry comes away with his 8.5 sack of the season.
He was also coming into this game with 30 pressures, too. He's a handful off the edge, undersized defensive end at 6'1", 221. But like Nico Lemke, he's crashing off that edge hard, and that time he does. And with the help of a broken play, he's able to get Locke to the ground.
Raiders having nightmares of undersized defensive ends wearing number six after last week and now with Perry again this week. Third and 10 for Racine now at the 41 of the Bison. Twin receivers each way as Benko checks in at running back. He'll be to the left of Locke. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Locke with major pressure, able to avoid it, changes directions to the near side of the field, trips and falls down all the way back at the Racine 40, and
he's
slow
hurt
to get up. It's a loss of 19 to bring up a fourth and 29, and maybe a little bit more of an ego hit than an injury on that one.
Yeah, the pressure got in his face immediately up the middle. He had no time to scan the field at all, and he had to pretty much run almost immediately and tried to make something happen there, and he just tripped up over the 40-yard line. The turf monster got him.
Brady Wodak on to punt for Racine. Back deep for the Bison is Cameron Jackson. Tyler reporting from the sidelines that Anton Graham and maybe in street clothes down there as well. Wodak, good high kick. Jackson hauls it in at the 21, muffs it, picks it up at the 22. Enrico Flores able to trip him down. He dives ahead to the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bison there. And that's the power of a good punter, Evan.
And just hung up there in the air as well. Wind in his face, and he's able to just hang that in the air. And Charles Jackson did a good job of recovering that muff. That could have been a disaster for the Bison, but instead he's able to get in and get a couple yards.
So Tyler also says it was a left ankle for Dylan Flores and right leg for Jordan Payne earlier. We haven't seen him back in the game either since the first drive. As the Raiders continue to battle the injury bug this year.
Shoulder pads are off for Graham, but he is still in the pants. So
take a look into the backfield of the Indy Bison on our live stream. Heron, arms extended, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Bridges, throwing on the slant. It's going to be incomplete, looking for Jackson. It'll bring up second down and 10 on the RPO.
Yeah, nice, excuse me, nice RPO there for the Bison, but Schultz had good coverage on the receiver, and even if he were to catch it, it would have been an immediate tackle by Schultz.
Jack has Woodland there on your screen. He caught the TD pass that made it 13-zip. Wodak added that extra point. That's where we stand. 14-0, 10:40 to play here in the third quarter. Raiders lead, trying to get back into the win column after a tough loss in Farmington Hills, Michigan to the Detroit Ravens a week ago. Two receivers left, one to the right here for Heron. Bridges to his right as he works out of the pistol. Heron hands off to Bridges. Bridges trying to find a lane, but nowhere to go as he is gobbled up by Ronald Hagans. Hagans with another Baggins. No gain. It's going to be a third down and 10.
Coming with five tackles for loss on the year. He's a pest there at that line of scrimmage. Being constantly making plays for the Raiders at that line of scrimmage. Also four sacks as well coming into today. And I do see Jordan Payne in street clothes, though, on the sidelines.
Third and 10 for the
battle of attrition. It looks like the 2025 season is going to be for this Racine Raiders squad. Two receivers left, one off to the right for the Bison. Heron with Middlebrook to his right, as you see on your screen. Heron, arms extended, looking to pass. Heron with a pocket, throws high, looking for Rixey, and diving in late, trying to come up with that one for Racine was Josiah Gordon. And it'll bring up a fourth down, and the punting unit comes out, which includes Heron as the punter.
And the thing the Raiders defensive line did really well on that play is